USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of confirmed U.S. deaths from COVID-19 surpassed 600,000. The milestone follows a significant slowdown in all COVID-19 metrics after a winter surge that reached nearly every corner of the country and strained healthcare systems. Vice President Kamala Harris and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen appeared together on Tuesday to discuss how small businesses can get federal funding as the United States continues to move forward from the coronavirus pandemic.
I am proud that we are announcing the Rapid Recovery Program, which that bill set up and is now operational. $1.25 billion will be distributed to community lenders through this program. Lenders can use these funds for critical needs, such as to recover from the pandemic themselves.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Reports say Southwest Airlines is beginning to resume operations after a national ground stop went into effect on Tuesday. In a tweet, the airline blaming system issues. This is the latest problem for the Texas-based airline. A weather monitoring system went down last night for about 3 hours and caused delays. The former CDC director is defending the theory that COVID-19 could have leaked from a Chinese lab. Robert Redfield telling Fox News the spread of the virus was not consistent with other deadly coronaviruses such as SARS and MERS.
There's an alternative hypothesis that it went from a bat virus, got into a laboratory where in the laboratory it was taught, educated, it evolved so that it became a virus that could efficiently transmit human to human. My professional opinion as a virologist is that's the hypothesis that I support.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A North Korean defector is speaking out about some of America's most prominent schools.
Ivy League schools are considered to be the most prestigious of all colleges in the United States. Now, a defector from North Korea, Yeonmi Park on Fox News, says actions by her Ivy League school remind her of North Korea's oppressive ways.
Every day at Columbia, I was thinking, how is it possible? I couldn't believe that was actually happening to this country, that they told us in order for us to be, you know, protected by the leader, we should be stopped questioning. And that was exactly at Columbia I had to go through. I think the worst thing is not just silence. As soon as I spoke out, they were saying, oh, you're just brainwashed from North Korea. And just seeing everybody, you know, doing that, I think they were not just silenced in order to fit in and not being canceled. Everybody had to echo whatever they were saying. And I think for me to get a good GPA and graduate, I had to really shut up and, you know, echo whatever they said.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
American workers are coming out on top when it comes to the world's most stressed employees. A Gallup poll found U.S. and Canadian workers ranked highest for daily stress levels, with 57% saying they felt stress on a daily basis. That's up 8% from where it was last year. For all the workers around the world, 43% say they feel stress that often. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.